can handle the truth.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle,
we're
and
back,
a four-wheel folks. Drive, and a country boy can survive.
We are back. We've got Paul Fromm with us in Georgia and Maryland. And, Paul, are you back? It's a mic. Paul's not back quite yet, but he will be back. He's got some insights into how UKIP did in this election, so we'll await the return of Paul Fromm and his thoughts on UKIP. But the I'll just go through the rundown again. What this means, I'm reading from an analysis here on the web, is that May will need to form a coalition with another party. Those parties include Labor, which will control 261 seats, up from 232, the Scottish National Party, a party pushing for Scotland to secede from the UK, which will control 35 seats. And really, the Scottish National Party is horrible, folks. I'm a Scotsman, so to some large degree, and so I'm very disappointed in the Scottish National Party. It's a catastrophe, and a very left wing, sad story there. And pro EU, ooh, ouch. The Liberal Democrats are an anti Brexit and pro European center left party. They will control only 12 seats, so there's no hope there among them. But then there's the Democratic Unionist Party, a right-wing Northern Irish party that opposes the Northern Irish independence movement, which will have 10 seats. So the right-wingers among the Democratic Unionist Party, that's where the hope lies. And so there you go. Let's see if we get Paul back here. Well, let's go. When Paul comes back, we'll make a comment there about the UKIP. Let me go to another topic right now, and that is let's go back to good old America here with something on the current stories in America. And here's an audio segment you're going to like. This is from Neil Cavuto's show this weekend. And talking about the James Comey showboat performance in front of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. And I think this is very good news. Let's shift over to some good news. James Comey made an ass of himself. He put himself at great risk, and he helped Donald Trump because some of the truth came out. Here is... Yeah, and think of, I'm going to play Neil Cavuto interviewing Ben Stein on this subject. So Ben Stein is going to surprise you.
No friend of ours, Mr. Bren.
No friend of ours. But Ben Stein, when even Ben Stein says what you're about to hear him say, that's good news. It shows that James Comey really, really struck out. Here it is.
It's a bottom line here, Neil, which is, Trump didn't do anything wrong. They can make up all the leaks they want. They can sensationalize it all they want. But Trump didn't do anything wrong. He did not order Comey to stop the investigation. He did not order anybody to stop the investigation. The bottom line is that these leaks are all BS. Not Ben Stein, the BS. These leaks are all BS.
Let's talk about this 25-year-old.
So it's all BS, not Ben Stein, says Ben Stein. So he's got that right, that was on Neil Cavuto. Neil Cavuto doing a good job, joining the Fox team there that's doing such a good job of covering Donald Trump. Sean Hannity and Lou Dobbs and Tucker Carlson. We can add Neil Cavuto in there, doing a good job right there. Let me go to some more good audio for you here. Raise your spirits after all the depressing news with which we began the show. Let's see if I can't find this great Sean Hannity segment here. This might be it right here. Here it is. Yeah, this is good. Listen to Sean Hannity, a little bit longer segment, and he gives a mini monologue on how Comey humiliated the mainstream press. Very good points here made by Sean Hannity. Boy, am I liking him more and more.
Welcome back to Hannity Show. In a shocking turn of events, one of the biggest losers from yesterday's much-anticipated Comey testimony was the Destroy Trump propaganda media. Now, we're going to break down just how James Comey humiliated the mainstream press and why they're now facing a massive credibility crisis in tonight's mini monologue. All right, so yesterday, the former FBI director, James Comey, J. Edgar Comey, told the Senate Intel Committee that many of the media's Russia collusion stories are just dead wrong. Watch this.
There have been many, many stories reportedly based on classified information about lots of stuff, but especially about Russia, that are just dead wrong. The challenge, and I'm not picking on reporters, about writing stories about classified information is the people talking about it often don't really know what's going on.
All right, now after that testimony, even Mr. Thrill Up His Leg, Chris Matthews, he himself came to this stunning conclusion. I was even shocked. Take a look.
The assumption of the critics of the president, of his pursuers, you might say, is that somewhere along the line in the last year, the president had something to do with colluding with the Russians, something to do with the helping hand, encouraging them, feeding their desire to affect the election in some way, some role they played, some conversation he had with Michael Flynn or Paul Manafort or somewhere. And yet what came apart this morning was that theory.
Pursuers. Now, the black helicopter crowd, the tinfoil hack Russia conspiracy theories being pushed by the media, the destroyed Trump media, have now come apart at the seams. And now it's all been wrong. They've been lying to you, the American people. And of course, MSNBC was not the only outlet having to backtrack. The Hill is reporting that, quote, CNN issues correction after Comey's statement contradicts their reporting. And even ABC was also forced to update a story following Comey's remarks. And then, of course, there is the paper of record, so-called paper of record, the New York Times. They were singled out yesterday for being flat out wrong. I'd argue again. Take a look.
That report by the New York Times was not true. Is that a fair statement?
In the main, it was not true.
That was Senator Jim Risch of Idaho. That voice that you just heard. And the next voice you're going to hear, the next senator, another Republican, the great Tom Cotton of Arkansas.
On February 14th, the New York Times published a story, the headline of which was Trump campaign aides had repeated contacts with Russian intelligence. You were asked earlier if that was an inaccurate story, and you said in the main, would it be fair to characterize that story as almost entirely wrong?
Yes.
Ooh. All right, now the New York Times, they're desperately trying to save face, first issuing a tweet that reads, quote, "We are looking into James Comey's statements and we will report back with more information as soon as we can." And then later publishing a full article entitled "Comey Disputes New York Times Article About Russia Investigation," where they tepidly stood by their reporting and openly wondered why Comey rebuked their coverage. I guess we won't be holding our breath for a full retraction and apology. So despite some widespread embarrassment for all these people in the Destroy Trump media following the Comey testimony, you think we can ever expect them to stop spreading their fake news? In other words, land the black helicopters, get back to reality, or will the crisis in credibility continue to grow?
Very good. Wonderful reporting this weekend by Sean Hannity. He just keeps pounding on the truth, and also simplify. Clarifying. That's the right verb. Sean Hannity clarifies what just happened. So I highly recommend listening to Sean Hannity. I hear Paul Fromm in the background. Paul, we held a spot open here for you to make a comment on UKIP's part in what's going on in Britain.
Yes. if Theresa May backslides, and if there's an election, and there may well be, there may people in the Conservative Party that want to get rid of her, that blame her for this debacle. I can see the revival of UKIP, but I can see Nigel Farage coming back as leader. He, of course, has a seat in the European Parliament, so he has a base. And the UKIP has been torn apart by internal dissent. One of their MPs, I think, defected to the Conservatives. He probably, he's a case of an opportunist who joined UKIP but was always at heart a Conservative. The UKIP leader gave it a hard, a good try, but he did not win the seat, so he's resigned. UKIP clearly has support, and if people feel that May is back, is wavering, I can see UKIP really surging again. So, well, while it's sad that they lost their one seat and their leader failed to win, if they can overcome their internal problems, and I think it would take maybe a person with the magnetism of Farage to do it, I can see them coming back. So, I mean, the results of the election were not as disastrous as there were a few good things that came out of it. And once again, the problem with little people with insane ambition, and that's Theresa May. She also, one of her reactions to last Saturday's terrorist attack in London was that there has to be much more control of the internet. She, as George was saying, is in no way, shape, or form one of us in any possible way. She dropped the ball as Home Secretary. The enemy is Islamic extremism. Basically, the enemy is allowing these savages into our countries. But she's not up to that. And, of course, the fallback for these totalitarians, to fight terrorism, we've got to restrict people's rights, which, of course, is what those of us who are critics of 9/11 have said, that whether it was the intent or not, the result has been a massive loss of our rights, and unfortunately, a lot of dumb dummies, or what my friend Alfred Schaefer would call the zombies, who will go along with it. Oh, well, it's for our safety. Oh, okay, right. I'll give up my toothpaste and my bottle of water, which I can buy on the other side of security. And yes, okay, I'll take off my shoes and take off my pants if you want to, anything for security. Well, most of the security stuff is bullshit.
Well, here's actually, I think if we could translate to Hungarian accurately, I think Viktor Orban probably does use the term bullshit. But I want you to hear, folks, we talk about Viktor Orban on this show. The Prime Minister of Hungary. Listen to, I want you to hear his voice, just so you get the idea, just the feeling for the man, just from his voice, even though few of you will understand his Hungarian. And then I'll translate some of the wonderful things he says. And this is a guy, let's see here, let me get to a spot here. And let's see here. He's talking about the revolution that's occurred. Just listen to him for a moment.
Unalmas, mondja a kisebbik, mire a nagyobbik, ennek ilyennek kell lennie. Nos, kedves hallgatóság, ettől ma alig ha kell tartanunk. A 2016-os év legkevésbé sem volt unalmas.
He says, the year 2016 was not boring, not the least bit. And the year 2017 looks...
És a 2017-es is inkább... érdekfeszítőnek ígérkezik.
Rather interesting too. We had and we will have excitement. Now remember, Viktor Orban is a real nationalist, and he is defending the Hungarian people against a foreign invasion, a non-white, non-European invasion, and he is strong about it. He's like Donald Trump. No pulled punches with Viktor Orban.
Volt és lesz izgalom. meglepetés, fejvakarás, homlokrántfalás és szemeknek dörzsölése. Azt fogjuk kérdezgetni egymástól, valóban lehetséges-e mi?
He says, we will ask ourselves, is it really possible what is unfolding before our eyes? And, you know, I'm reading here, I don't speak Hungarian, but I know a few Hungarian phrases, but like Talpra Magyar, Hia Haza, stand up Magyar, Hungarian, your country calls. But what he's saying here, I just give the theme of the speech that you're hearing. He's saying history, the globalist elite that has taken over in so many of our countries, our European white countries, has had a shock in the years 2016 and 2017. And Orban is saying that history itself, the people themselves, are finally breaking through and being heard. And there are going to be more shocks for these leftist elitists. Let me let him speak a little bit more. He's standing, to set the scene, he's standing in front of the red, white, and green flags of Hungary, a wall of flags of his nation.
Mindaz, ami a szemünk előtt kibomlik és formát ölt. Ki gondolta volna egy-két évvel ezelőtt, hogy a történelem fittyet hány a jóslatok?
Who would have thought just a few years ago that history would defy the prophecies and laughingly show the fig sign? Now, the fig sign, I guess, might be the digital salute. There's the BS there, Paul. And history would laughingly show the fig sign
nevetve mutat ficsiszt
to the prophets of liberal politics.
A liberális politika profétáinak.
Well, I got that. Liberális profita, a politok.
Lendületesen beint az uralkodó nemzetközi rend
and would show an up yours to them, to the international order, the globalists.
Happy days in Hungary, huh?
Yeah, come on, we speak plainly here in Budapest. The international order, the globalists, and the...
élvezőinek és védelmezőinek, globalistáknak és liberálisoknak,
oh, yeah. This is great. Let me get the exact words here. The international order, the globalists, and liberálisoknak, the influential people living in their
elefántcsontorony palotákba, és TV stúdiókban
ivory tower palaces and sitting in their television studios. You can actually understand the Hungarian here.
Mögélő befolyásos embereknek, média siserehadnak.
To the army of media locusts, media hodnok, the media locusts and their masters. Ooh, I like that. Is this guy on to something?
I think Victor is reaching faster and throwing strikes.
Yeah. Okay. Here he goes. This guy is one of us, folks. To the army of media locusts and their masters.
És gazdáiknak. Mindenkinek.
To everybody who believed, taught, and spread.
Aki azt hitte, tanította, terjesztette, a hasznát és a sápját szedte, hogy a globális, liberális világrend megváltoztathatatlan.
A
lendületesen beint az urak.
Okay, there's more here. Let's see here. Okay, there's the lively up yours. let me get it here. Who taught that nation states are finished? We'll come right back to Viktor Orban right after this break.
Thank you. folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I was a little boy.
Well, we're back, folks. Mama said to me. And we were brushing up on our Hungarian here. let me go. I'm going to switch now. You can hear Viktor Orban in English. This is another recent presentation by Viktor Orban. Listen to this one. Here it is. This is in the. Here we go. I'll just turn it on. You can appreciate it for yourself. The Prime Minister of Hungary, the Donald Trump of Eastern Europe.
Trouble. The migration crisis is able to destabilize governments, countries, and the whole European continent. We need a strong, clear-cut answer, timetable, and action plan of EPP. The Hungarian delegates welcome the resolution of the Congress declaring that the Spanish approach is the right one. Dear friends, the danger we have been facing demands open and honest speech. First of all, what we have been facing is not a refugee crisis. This is a migratory movement composed of economic migrants, refugees, and also foreign fighters. This is an uncontrolled and unregulated process. I would like to remind you that free choice of a host country is not included in the international law. I also want to underline that there is an unlimited source of supply of people after Syria, Iraq, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Africa is now also on the move. The dimensions and the volume of the danger is well above our expectations. Dear colleagues, this is the right time to make clear the nature and the dimension of our moral responsibility. We are Christian Democrats, so the issue of moral responsibility must also be put high into consideration. We have a heartfelt compassion for the people who left their homes. They are victims of the bad governance of their own countries. They are victims of bad international political decisions. And they are victims of our bad European policy as well, which raises expectations that are impossible to be fulfilled. And they are obviously victims of the human traffickers. But considering them victims must not turn ourselves into being victims. Just because we do not consider them enemies, we must not act against ourselves. Our moral responsibility is to give back these people their homes and their countries. It can't be our objective to provide them with a new European life. Right to human dignity and security are basic rights. But neither the German, Austrian, nor the Hungarian way of life is a basic right of all people on the earth. It is only a right of those ones who have contributed to it. Europe is not able to accept everyone who wants a better life. We have to help them to get back their own lives with dignity, and we have to send them back to their own countries.
There it is.
Yeah. Wow. And he's been our new Secretary of State here in the United States?
Yes. Now, what you just heard, folks, is the Donald Trump policy. Donald Trump has said, he said it on the primary and on the general election campaign trail, let's give the Syrians, let's help the Syrians rebuild their country. The Iraqis, the Africans, they belong not here in America. And if the humanitarian thing to do is not to give them our country, but to help them to the extent that we can, to rebuild, to fix their own screwed up countries. And and that's not a final moral obligation on us. We are not obligated to fix countries that may be unfixable, but in other words, we'll give it a college try to the extent that we can afford to do it. And but we're going to ship you folks back to Nigeria and to Somalia and Syria and Iraq and wherever else. Orban's got it. Trump's got it. We'll be back with Laura, one of our callers, right after this break.
Like the shoe. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. What I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be.
We're back, folks. Thank you,
Rob.
And let's see, where are we? We're halfway through our Sunday extravaganza. 3 hours of hard-hitting patriot radio. I'm James Kelso here in North Dakota, Paul Fromm in Canada, and George in Maryland, and you out there in our audience. Let's go to a member of our audience right now, the esteemed Laura in Michigan. Laura, you're on the air.
Hi, guys. I have a question. As you know, this week, three of our Army Rangers were gunned down by Afghan, who they were training to be on our side, supposedly. And my question is, if the Army can't extreme vet these people who are mingling in with our soldiers, how in the heck is anybody going to extremely vet thousands of people coming into our country?
Good question.
Yes, and the and Donald Trump faces a real problem in Afghanistan. I know he would love to get out. I don't know how he will brilliantly decide to extricate America from that hellhole. And it's a tricky situation, because when the U.S. Ultimately, when the last troops are pulled out of Afghanistan, the history, the record of Afghanistan is it will turn into a it will be even more of a hellhole, and it will be radical Islamic extremists will take over. This is what one of the things is feared. Afghanistan will become a giant training ground for jihadis, and so it's not a clear picture for Donald Trump. Like, well, let's just get all the troops home and get out. A Ron Paul kind of solution may not be the best solution in Afghanistan. So I don't know what the intelligence briefings and the military briefings for Donald Trump will be like in that regard. I know that's the sort of question he'll be asking. What's the downside to getting out of there? And if we have to stay in there, in what minimal way could we stay in there to control, you know, the damage to America? So, but anyway, go ahead, Laura. What do you think, Laura?
About sending 5,000 troops.
Did you catch this weekend's rallies against Sharia law all across America?
Yeah, that's encouraging.
The good news was, folks, that these rallies, Breitbart headlined it this way, that their term was the new right finally organizes. That was their term. The new right finally organizes. These rallies were an evidence of that. There were Tea Party. First of all, they were very well attended. That's good news. The lefto commie freaks were very outnumbered. The people on our side were passionate and were willing to charge. This was kind of fun that some of these crowds of patriots, when the Antifa people started their antics, the larger crowd of our people charged into the Antifa crowd. I love this.
We got to show our own force, you know. That's very important. That's why, I say, we haven't really had anything go on in Michigan like they have in England. Because if somebody comes in a restaurant and starts stabbing at a waitress, I got to think there's at least 5 or 6 people going to stand up with a gun. You know, they're going to get them.
Yes.
We got concealed carry, open carry. Yes. So you don't dare do that here in maybe they'll do it in Massachusetts where they have gun control, or Chicago or whatever. But they're not going to do it here.
Yeah, you see gun control. Yeah, exactly. That's one of the horrible aspects of what you see acted out in Britain, is that, you know, all that people are left with is throwing chairs and throwing their own bodies because none of them have guns. And you're right. You know, and you see people barricading themselves. There's some of that video of people barricading themselves in restaurants and shops there at London Bridge as they know that terrorists are outside. They know that they're killing people, but they're inside there and nobody has a gun. What you would expect to see is, you know, there are 50 people in the restaurant. You'd expect somebody to unlimber his gun, go to the door and take a position. And, that would be the end of that. But instead, there's a picture, it's pathetic, of a guy actually with a jihadi with a machete, swinging his machete at a brave restaurant employee who's barricading the door with his own body, and trying to avoid the swinging machete. Wow. You know, gun control. Wow. It doesn't work. That was very encouraging.
I want to mention.
Yeah.
June 6th, Herzog took over John Statmiller's show for the day. In his second hour, it was excellent. He did a dissertation on Christianity versus liberalism. He starts out with a classic definition of liberalism. what the liberal used to be. And then he goes into dissertation about the differences. It was absolutely an excellent dissertation. Everybody should tune to it. So it was June 6th, second hour. It was a caller. After the caller ends, and he starts in on this. You can't beat it.
And folks, Mr. Herzog has put in, done, he did the text of the very good Mike Rivero announcement for funding Republic Broadcasting Network. So you want to listen to that Mike Rivero appeal for financial aid, help to keep this network going for the next 8 years through the whole Trump revolution, through the whole process of saving America, making it America great again, and saving our people. So hats off to Mr. Herzog for writing that excellent text that Mike Rivero read so well.
Yes.
Now, Laura, here's an announcement of something upcoming that you will like very much. And that is, let me go to the announcement here. It's at whitehouse.gov. Donald Trump has, for all of you out there, you don't need to wait to hear it from me. You can read it yourself at whitehouse.gov. Donald Trump puts out everything he does, well, most of what he does every day. I don't see where there's time for sleeping anywhere in this. And the he's such a business-oriented, get-it-done type of a man. He scores himself every day. What did I get done? What did we get done this day? And I'm looking at what I want to find for you is his schedule, his international travel schedule. This is coming up. I'm going back here earlier days. I'll have it for you, Laura. What I'm looking for here is Donald Trump is going to Poland. And this is July 7th and July 8th. A summit which Donald Trump will attend is the G20 summit in Hamburg, Germany. In conjunction with that, let me see if I can't find it for you. The president of Poland invited Donald Trump to visit Poland, and Donald Trump accepted. So I don't know whether – I don't think it's been announced as to the exact timing.
That's great. You get to know all the world leaders. That's great. Use that against him, you know?
Yes. And the I'll find this for you. I'll find the announcement on the from the president of Poland. Let's go to the G20. Who will Donald Trump be seeing at the G20 summit in Hamburg? Well, the G20 consists of these nations. I was hoping Poland and Hungary would be in there, so that we could get Viktor Orban at this meeting, as well as the president of Poland, the G20. So you will see the heads of state of these nations in Hamburg: Australia, Canada, Saudi Arabia, and the United States, India, Russia, South Africa. Oh, that's, I didn't notice that, Paul. South Africa and Turkey.
Yeah.
So that's going to get interesting when Donald Trump encounters the ANC head of South Africa, Argentina, Brazil, and Mexico. There could be some fireworks there with Mexico, France, Germany, Italy, and the United Kingdom, and then China, Indonesia, Japan, and South Korea. So some interesting possibilities there. But this is this G20 was created in 1999. And it also includes, by the way, the G20 also includes the entirety of the EU as an entity. So that might subsume Poland and Hungary, which are both members of the EU. So look for that. That's coming up. And I would love to see what I'm looking for, Laura, what I'm hoping for. I want that private meeting between Viktor Orban and Donald Trump. And I hope it's a long meeting.
Right. Yes, definitely.
And they really checked for microphones. They might, you know what Donald Trump has done? He's had some of his key meetings on his golf courses. And, you know, I thought about it. I thought, you know, gee, what's with the golf? And then I realized, you know what? If you had to come up with a secure place to have a private conversation where no James Comey types would be taking notes so that they could try to do you in later. How about your own golf course? You know,
right. <That's>
I mean, where could the enemy, maybe the enemy could drop a microphone into the cup at the green or, you got that whipping wind out there on the golf course and not much chance for surveillance on a golf course that Donald Trump owns. And he does have a golf course very near the White House. He has a golf course in Virginia that's just it's on an island, I think, in the Potomac River, not too far from Herndon, Virginia. So, and he's had several conversations with world leaders at that golf course and played golf with them. He also plays golf with world leaders. He owns the Doral Golf Course near Miami in Florida, one of the premier golf courses in the world. And he's, I think he played golf with, I can't remember if it was Prime Minister Abe of Japan, or he's played golf there too. Well, Laura, do you have any other thoughts for us here on this Sunday?
One thing. Have you ever heard the show that's right after David Duke's on Rents? It's an X-22, this guy named Dave. He's so Trump. But he's saying, he's wealthy in the economics. He says, Trump is slowly trying to put the squeeze on the Federal Reserve. You know, no Paris Protocol. He's got to do this slowly, you know what I mean? But he thinks he's trying to put the squeeze on him. Very quietly.
You raise I'd love to hear your reaction to this. I'm like everybody else in our audience, I'm sure. I'm reading, you know, as you go through the internet and so on, there are lots of economic forecasters out there predicting an enormous crash. These predictions are all over the place. There are other people predicting a continuing boom, but there are some folks out there saying we're about to have an epic crash. And so how does this connect with Donald Trump? Donald Trump, you know, one way to bring Donald Trump down would be to throw the world economy into a tailspin, especially the American economy into a tailspin, not the result of anything Donald Trump had done, but just the result of what Donald Trump has recognized. He talked about it on the campaign trail. He said, folks, be careful. I'm trying to imitate Donald Trump. He said, be careful. There's a great big bubble out there. Be careful. And he's quite aware that there are some enormous bubbles in the economy that could be popped and, you know, brought down very quickly by, you know, insiders. So that's very...
Donald Trump's trying to get out in front of it. He's trying to get out in front of it, you know?
Exactly.
He can't do everything at once, and he's doing a pretty good job. But if you ever get a chance to hear that guy, he's on YouTube, I guess, X-22. His name is Dave.
Yes.
Excellent.
Well, show. So, yeah, I'll give that a listen, Laura. Thank you very much. All right. Well, thank you, Laura.
Bye.
Paul and George, any reactions to anything we covered here just recently?
I too hear these warnings just about every other day about the impending crash. I don't want to treat these things lightly, but you know, I've been reading this type of stuff on, you know, in some of our circles going back into the 70s. Gold is about to hit 3,000, silver is about to boom, and these predictions never came anywhere near true. I'm not sure that I see a collapse coming. Maybe I'm naive, but I just don't see it.
Yeah, and you know, there are, when you look at the forecasters, there are interestingly some forecasters. There are some who are predicting gold at $600 an ounce. I don't know where it is now. What is it, about 1,300 or something?
1,300.
Yeah, not that I bought any gold recently, so I don't check that.
Well, some
price.
Are predicting it to go. Well, I'll hold both of y'all here. They're You know, the stock markets, the equity markets are long overdue for at least the cyclical correction, whether it happens now or ever happens. But I defer to the creature from Jekyll Island on chapter one says, bailout is the name of the game. Suppose that world equities did correct in a round number. Suppose the Dow Jones went from 20,000 to 10,000. Would that be catastrophic? I mean, all the, you know, the gold newsletters that I read, oh my God, it's going to be into the world and we're all going to be paralyzed. It would only be a catastrophe if Donald Trump says, okay, now we're going to bail out all the big banks and screw the middle class of America.
Yes. Well, we'll come back to this. We'll come back to this economic question right after this break. Stay tuned, folks. Can't keep my eyes from the circling skies.
Nutramedicals Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over?
Well, talking about the good times and whether they're over for good, I'm going to move on to some stories here. We were let's switch from the economic question here. Very tough waters for Donald Trump to negotiate here. Donald Trump counting, of course, on how he intends to get around the crash the market versus boom the market speculators is with fundamentals. In other words, get a lot of jobs back in America, reopen a lot of factories, build a lot of infrastructure. In other words, do some real things that represent actual prosperity, actual production, make things, sell things, have fundamental prosperity brought back to America. And then whatever Janet Yellen may do with her funny money at the Federal Reserve, or whatever Wall Street speculators may do, pardon the pun, but trump all of those people with fundamental, real prosperity. And so far, Donald Trump, going into his fifth month, has done just that. I think I've forgotten the exact number, but I think in his last talk, he said that 1 million jobs have come back to America. It's a big number. Over close to $4 trillion of equity has come back into the markets. Value added to your stock portfolios, folks, if you happen to have one, or have a 401k, or you have a union that has an investment fund. Production coming back to America. Let me switch to a couple of stories that are on the headline news services right now that are important to us. The latest from Dianne Feinstein. She wants an all-hands-on-deck Trump probe. Okay, so go, Dianne. Go for it. another headline. Trump's plans for a state visit to the United Kingdom appear to be up in the air. President Trump's plans for a state visit to Britain later this year now appear up in the air as he faces a backlash from across the pond for his criticism of London Mayor Sadiq Khan in the aftermath of the June 3rd.
Yes, he's the one who says that people have to get used to, in a big city like London, have to get used to terrorism. It's just part of the landscape. Trump's office denies this. Denies that there are any.
Yeah. Yes, this right. This might be more fake news, folks. I may be guilty of reading fake news. We've got a break before our final hour. We'll be back in a couple of minutes with more of these headlines.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can't.